You're listening to the podcast of sermons by Nathan Heft, preaching pastor at Twin Lakes Fellowship in Cedar Park, Texas. Twin Lakes Fellowship is a church for all people, united in Christ to worship God and to love our neighbor. To God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
The church is the hands and feet of Jesus and his mouth. And my friends, that includes our brothers and sisters from Latin America, from Africa, from Asia. And as we think about the situation of missions in our world today, and we think about the status or the state of the church in the United States and in Europe, we see something's happening to our churches here in the States and there in Europe. They're decreasing. There are fewer and fewer people that are saying, "Here am I, send me." There are fewer and fewer people that are saying, "I want to be a fishers of men. I want to leave my nets behind and take up the nets that Jesus has and follow him." Fewer and fewer. But those numbers are increasing around the world, in places like Latin America, Asia, and Africa. When I preach and I talk about Jordan, Iraq, and other places like that, who's ready to go, church, here in America? Very rarely do I ever have any hands raised, but I do that same message. I preach that same message in Latin America, and there are hands going up all over the place saying, "Here am I, send me." I believe that God is calling a new force, raising up a new missionary force. And that is what the Latin Initiative is all about. You see, God is not sitting idly by. He is stepping into the happy and cozy of our lives, but also in the lives of others around the world, and saying, "Go. Step out in faith and go." And they are answering the call. I hope we answer that call as well. Short-term trips are just one of those examples. And y'all, last November was a beautiful thing to see Twin Lakes in Colombia. And it's going to happen again. And even more. And as that expands even to other places, that is one way to be able to say, you know what? This Great Commission is not just Twin Lakes as a church. It is my Great Commission. It is saying, this is for me. I am going to personalize Jesus' command. And I'm going to go. But then I'm not just going to think about everyone overseas. I'm also going to think about those people who live right beside me. Happy and cozy do not always go hand in hand, or happy and cozy is not always accompanied by those who decide to follow Jesus. Why? Because Jesus asks us to do hard things. Not everything we did in Colombia was easy. There were moments when it was difficult. There is always an unknown. There is always uncertainty. But that's where faith comes in. Will we trust God enough to obey him? Moses was faced with this in Exodus 13. And God interrupts his happy and cozy. So in Exodus 3, verses 9 through 10, Moses is tending his sheep and he sees this burning bush. And it says, "And now behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come, I will send you." See, that's uncomfortable. And God does that with all of his children. Not just some. All. You see, that voice of "I will send you," that happens in all of our lives. It happens in all of our hearts. Maybe we don't recognize it as coming from God, maybe we do, and we just tell God, you know what? I don't know if I can really do what you're asking me to do. And so we tuck it away. I will send you is an uncomfortable statement, an uncomfortable reality. Just as God gave Moses the command to go and rescue the suffering, he commands us to go into all of the world with the hope of Jesus Christ. Moses does his absolute best to stay in his happy, cozy life. He asks God some questions and makes some statements which really just turn out to be a bunch of excuses. He does this in Exodus 3 and 4. Similar excuses that we use to not obey the command to take the gospel to anyone who might need to hear it. Excuses that justify our reasoning of why we don't know our neighbors. Excuses that we think exempt us somehow from the Great Commission. I'm scared. I don't know what to say. They won't listen to me. I don't know enough. But God authoritatively yet gracefully answers each of these excuses. I will be with you. I am who I am. The one who makes promises and always keeps them. I am your creator. I made your mouth. I will be with you and teach you what you shall say. So after arguing with God for a while, Moses finally surrenders. He obeys. And God did exactly what he said he would do. He used Moses to rescue people. And this is what he wants to do in your life. I will send you to rescue people. God wants to use you. Will there be unknown? Yeah. Will there be uncertainty? Absolutely. Will there be times when we ask questions like, where are we going to get the money to do that? Yes, absolutely. But that's okay. Why? Because we don't live by sight, but by faith. Or is that not true? This is what happened in Moses' life. In Hebrews 11, 24 through 25. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. Twin Lakes, listen to this statement here. We can remain in our happy and cozy, but really, we are just lounging around in our rebellion against Jesus' command to go. When we choose to follow Jesus out of the happy and cozy into the unknown, God does amazing things. And I think we would all agree, we want to see those amazing things. I want to take it a step further. I want to experience those amazing things. I don't want to observe from afar. I want to be right in it. By faith, he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood so that the destroyer, the firstborn, might not touch them. By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as on dry land. But the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. You see, our self-made, happy and cozy can never compare to the joy of experiencing God's miracles on the path of obedience. As you choose to obey, both individually and as a church, the mission that God has given us, you will experience a satisfaction that you cannot explain. It can hardly be described. And I know that that is the case for my friends who went to Columbia with me. I remember this boy's smile when Dan gave him this makeshift fishing thing. You see, you don't get to experience that without attempting something great. Lives that have been touched by people from this church. Imagine if we never went. Gary, imagine if we never went. This boy has not been back. He's not gone back, to my knowledge. We don't know where he is. He probably has continued his journey to other parts of Colombia. But that day, he got to experience love in a way that he's probably never experienced. What if we didn't go? Is there unknown? Yes. Is there uncertainty? Yes, but it's okay. The Latin Initiative, as I have already explained a little bit, it's recognizing and understanding that the Great Commission is for all churches. And that's why I love this picture. Because there in the middle, right by my son Chandler, that's Albedo. His name is Albedo. And his wife, Natalia, is in that picture as well. And then we have a picture of Santiago, right there in the middle, has a Guatemala sweatshirt on. What is so significant about this picture? It's taken in Guatemala. Where is Albedo and Natalia from? Colombia. Where is Santiago from? Colombia. This is the first ever international missions trip that the church that my wife and I started there in Bogota. So just after we were there as a team, you guys got to meet them. Shortly thereafter, they went on their first missions trip to Guatemala. Guys, that is an amazing thing. And why is it amazing? Is it because they got to travel? Absolutely not. Albedo and Natalia went back with a drive and a new passion to really step into their community. And so the project that we're starting with that church, tell you what, they are on fire to get it going. Stepping into their community and reaching families with the gospel of Jesus Christ through unique ways. Every Thursday, being able to provide special tutoring for families, for kids that need help. And they are working in conjunction with the local school. And then Friday, offering extracurricular activities where they get to learn something new, whether that's music or art or whatever that might be. And I'm thinking of Luke, and I think, let's get back over there and let's teach some trumpet, right? Let's get back over there and let's teach some guitar. Amen? And then on Saturday, we have all of these activities in the park. And all throughout the while, we understand that these families are in hard situations. And we also get to be the hands and feet, not only through teaching, but also through providing some groceries for these families, some meals. All the while sharing the love of Jesus Christ with them. That's what's happening with Albedo and Natalia. But not just envisioning that happening in their community. They're now thinking the world.